Welcome, people. Thanks for tuning in to Hunter Media. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm trying something different. I want to see how this sounds coming from the computer versus the iPad and iPhone. But anyway, thanks for tuning in to March's meditation verse. That verse is Hebrews 11, verse 1. I'm kind of taking this from the Tony Evans digital version of the Bible instead of getting the whole book out because I'm trying to do this on the fly. I'm kind of late, 2 hours till the second, but it's still the first. So, you know. But anyway, so this verse says, let me get this all set up here. Let's see what we have. All right, so verse 1. Says, now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. Now, I only did for 11:1, but 11:2 says, for by this our ancestors were approved. And so the translation of this goes further with Tony Evans' digital version of his commentary. So it says, and this is going to go from 11:1 through 2. To exercise faith is to have confidence about our expectation without visible proof that it will happen. What makes this confidence possible? The trustworthiness of the object of faith. The question we must answer is this: is God trustworthy? And as I like to say, faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Notice that each of us, each of the heroes of the faith mentioned in this chapter acted on what they believed. So basically, whatever they believed in is what they had the faith in, which is God. And so what Tony Evans' translation basically asks that question is God trustworthy? I mean, if you haven't trusted him this long and seen that, you know, he's watching over you and keeping you safe at night, keeping traveling grace upon you, there's no way that you cannot say that God is not trustworthy unless you believe in something other than, you know, Jesus Christ and his Father. So, but anyway, that is this week's, or should I say this month's verse for meditation. Remember to observe, meditate, and apply. I got to do a little bit more of that myself. But I am going to leave you guys with that. Thanks for tuning in. There's more to come. Hopefully before April's podcast, I'll have something else up. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I think I'm going to tap into Revelation. And even if it's reading Revelation, I'm still probably just going to do it instead of procrastinating. That's something else we got to get into, is procrastination. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hope to see more of you guys tuning in and interacting. If you got any questions, you know, find me. Yeah, I got my social medias pretty much plastered on the descriptions and stuff like that. But thanks for tuning in and be blessed. Peace.